From No Opinion, do billionaires earn their money?
A few days ago I wrote a post about why Democrats can't build a welfare state by taxing only billionaires. I wrote, "Once upon a time, class politics pitted the middle class and poor against the upper classes. Now, American politics may reflect a status conflict between millionaires and billionaires. If Democrats have become the party of the millionaires against billionaires, that would explain why their tax policies are focused on soaking the ultra-rich while easing the burden of the merely rich." As if to emphasize this point, just a couple of days later, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez declared that there's a certain level of wealth that's unearned. You can't earn $1 billion. This immediately raises the question, what amount of wealth does AOC think you can earn?
$100 million?
$10 million? Presumably there's some number of millions that she thinks can be earned. That definitely fits the party of millionaires against billionaires framing from my post. But the more important question is AOC right? Can $1 billion be earned? It depends on what earned means, of course. To most people, the word probably means something very vague. Basically, I think you deserve this amount of money. You can come up with more specific definitions if you want. For example, if you're a socialist, you might define only labor income as earned and capital income as unearned. If you're a free marketer, you might define earned income as your marginal product, i.e. the amount by which society would be poor if you had never been born. And so on. The free market concept is more interesting because it's objective, but it's pretty unknowable unless you're in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. You can't really run the natural experiment of removing someone from the timeline. One on top of that, most people simply won't accept such simple, restrictive definitions of earned and unearned. But I'm not sure how useful that sort of exercise is. The socialist idea that capital income is unearned is just a moral judgment, so it leads to endless emotional debates over whether taking risk, making capital more available, etc. are things people ought to get paid for. So these arguments just never resolve. But when AOC says unearned, she seems to mean something else. You can't earn $1 billion. You just can't earn that. You can get market power. You can break rules. You can do all sorts of things. You can abuse labor laws. You can pay people less than what they are worth. But you can't earn that, right? AOC seems to mean that in order for someone to get $1 billion, they have to do something that society ought to forbid. In other words, billionaires can't get their wealth just by being lucky. They have to get it by being bad. The obvious rebuttal here is to invoke Taylor Swift. The singer's net worth is estimated at $2 billion. She got those billions from her share of ticket sales, merchandising, and music sales. Unlike many artists, Swift owns her entire music catalog. Formally, AOC is right in this case. Swift did become a billionaire with market power. Intellectual property, the ability to own your own music catalog and charge people to download your songs, is a form of government-granted monopoly. But would AOC really claim that every writer, every photographer, every artist isn't earning their income? I doubt it. Meanwhile, Swift didn't obviously break any rules, abuse labor laws, pay anyone less than they're worth, etc. But okay, Taylor Swift is the exception here. Most billionaires are more traditional types of business people, who don't obviously have celebrity superstar appeal or sell their personal artistic output. How should we think about the typical billionaire? Is AOC right that they only amass vast fortunes by either breaking the law and slash or hurting the economy? If so, it means that the vast majority of the US economy, along with both the wealth and the jobs that economy has generated for the middle class, is built on illegality and unfairness. That's a breathtaking indictment of the entire capitalist system, and it goes way too far. We do need to think about how much to tax the super rich. But that discussion should absolutely not start from the assumption that all great fortunes were ill-gotten.